right there. Take your Bible, if you will. We're going to be looking in the book of 2 Chronicles again. And so if you find the place over there in 2 Chronicles, in chapter number 7, we'll read one passage there, verse 14. We've been looking at that. And so let me see which way we're going to run with this tonight. If you're able to stand, look in verse number 14. And notice, if you will, please. He said that if my people which are called by my name. Now, you're a child of God tonight. If you're one of His, you're called by His name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. Well, this place is about this house that we preached about a time or so ago, talking about the house of God. Talk about being saved, put in the house of God. Talking about coming to the house of God, praying in unison with the people of God. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever. And mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And the word perpetually means from sunrise to sunset, to the next sunrise, to the next sunset. I mean around the clock. You getting that? God is interested in the house of God and what goes on down there. Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of thy word, and we do thank you for it, how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. We praise you and thank you, thou art God, and beside thee there's none else. Bind the devil, have a demon assigned to hinder. We plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. We thank you for having heard and answered prayer. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Rocky being able to be here tonight. And we pray for these other requests that have been mentioned. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. And be seated. All right, I want to say to you that, if you will, that whenever he talks about my people, that is an emphasis. I talked about you the last time, is that if you're down at the house of God, you're at the right place. And let me tell you, if you're down at the house of God, you're with the right people. Now, there may be some people here that are not right. We don't have so much trouble here. Pretty much we know everybody and everybody around here that knows us. I started to preach tonight on a sermon entitled Trials and Temptations and $10 Gas. But I decided I'd go another round. I want to preach on being identified with Christians won't make you one. You can go to church with people all your life, people that love God, that love the Bible, that pray, that agonize for the Lord, that heaven moves in their behalf, and yet you could die without God, be shut out, and go to a devil's hell. I want to say, what a sad day and what a sad commentary that would be upon you. Here's what God said, that if my people, which are called by my name. Now, over in the book of James, the Bible said that if you'll draw nigh unto God and then resist the devil, he'll flee from you. And the Bible said over in the book of Daniel, we are to break off our sins by righteousness, by doing right. And let me tell you something, is that God's looking at a clean heart tonight, if so be that you've been washed by the blood of the Lamb and saved by the grace of God. In this lesson that you're looking at, whenever I'm talking about that subject there, that you could go to church with people and you can go to church with Christians, it won't make you one. You know, there's too many times what we do. We grow up hearing the Bible. We hear the word of the Lord. We know a chapter, a book, and a verse. Wow, then every now and again we brag on the preacher because, hey, he tells you something, he's going to give you a chapter, book, and verse. You better be ready to back up what you're thinking with that same kind of a result. And if we're not careful, then when we get a little bit older, we go a little bit colder, and then we go to trying to find a loophole to get God fit into our thinking. Well, you know, God can do this and God can do that. Hey, quit trying to put God on the spot. God's already said how you ought to live right, walk right, talk right, spit right, that you ought to make every decision in the light of the word of the Lord. You know, if you go to get into where you're going to all of a sudden try to bargain with the flesh, I tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get farther, and you're going to get farther, and you're going to get farther till finally you're so cold and callous and the people that love you the most. You know the people that love me the most, when they get crossways with God, they hate me the most. Do you know that'll happen to you and your family? Now, I'm going to tell you something, you young ladies, you know, you want to snap at your mama that spent her life bringing you up in the love, the nurture, and admonition of the Lord, and then you try to get a little counsel from her, and you want to snap, bat her head off whenever you're trying to listen to some peckerwood that hadn't known you for 2 or 3 months. You see what I'm talking about? I bet you're hoping I say something about you young men. You young men, you know, we've invested our lives in you. I'm not looking out here across young men that have just all of a sudden just popped up. You know, I hadn't known you 30 minutes. No, no, we're talking about people that we were here before you were born, and we spent our lives with you. You know, the Bible said there's safety in a multitude of counselors. But when you get away from God in your heart, you don't want to talk to nobody about what's going on. See that? When you get to where you're about ready to jump off the deep end and to ruin your life and mess your life up, you're not going to want to talk to nobody that's got anything from God and the Bible about it, because you already know what they're going to say. See that? You're a foolish person to try. Do you realize that after all this time, in that prayer room back there, we have some people make some requests. I want to request this, and I want y'all to be praying with me about this situation that's here. And the reason why they do that is that because of the fact they know there's safety in a multitude of counselors. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you'll find out that over there in the book of Matthew, don't turn there, but in chapter number 25, and about verse number 113, about 1 through 13, you remember over there was 10 virgins, and 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Hey, did you ever stop to think that not one of those foolish virgins learned anything at all from the wise ones? See, hanging around people that are saved in the church won't make you a Christian. That's something God will have to grant you repentance. That's something God will have to give you faith. That's something, you see what I'm talking about? And when they do it, let me tell you, is that you're going to find out that if you're not careful, is that you listen to this whoremongering world that we're living in, and you'll finally into the place where you're turned upside down and ruined for the rest of your life. See that? In this lesson that we're looking at, I remember, you know, years ago, my sister, and one of my sisters, not the oldest one, but she's older than I am, anyhow, she had a boyfriend, and of course he was so ugly that his pimple stuck in instead of out. And of course, it hurt her feelings when Mama said something about it. Mama was the kind of person to say something about it. You know, you could just try to be nice to Mama, and boy, whenever she got up there in her 90s, I remember Miss Nelda, one of our dear friends that's done gone home to be with the Lord. She said, "Miss Anderson, I really like that little sweater that you've got. I'd run a foot race for that." And she said, Mama looked at her and said, "Well, you'd have to run a long ways to be able to get into it." Let me tell you something. When you're dealing with people like that, listen, if you ever want to talk to Miss Faye, you better be ready for her to cut it straight with you. There ain't no sugarcoating it with them. I said all that to be able to tell you that, to make no mistake about it, is that you'll find that in the book of Matthew, in chapter number 25, that just because the foolish hung around the wise, it never made them wise, and it never made them a Christian. You know, the Bible said the Lord's coming, and the Bible said they that were ready. Do you realize and know tonight, if you're sitting here and you're not saved, you're not ready? We used to play when we were kids, you know, and you'd count to 100. Of course, I mean, what kid here can count to 100? There's two of them right there. And all that right there. I'm not going to put you to the test. I believe you. But you know, it went like this right here. You know, 98, 99, 100. Ready or not, here I come. That was the key word. Do you realize that, oh, that's the key words in the Bible concerning the Lord? And the Bible said, "Behold, the Lord cometh." And they that were ready, they went in with him. Are you ready tonight? Are you ready tonight? I was talking about and all that people there, and I remember, you know, when Sam was single and all that business there and trying to get along. I was over there preaching for Brother Kimball. April was working around there like she was a slave. I mean over there at that church. I was over there by myself, and I said, hey, are you married? I'm not proposing to you or nothing. But I got a son that might want to call you if your daddy didn't mind. And I you remember all that? Well, you don't have to act like you're disappointed about it. I mean, my word, looks like it was a good thing. It looks like it's turned out good. You got a nice family. And I mean, if something were to happen, it was a toss-up, we'd keep you before we would Sam. Don't. But I never will forget that. And let me say, all right, then after that, how many times did I call you after that to try to make sure you'd let Sam talk to you? How many times? Do you remember? None. That's right, none. I'm not talking about Roman Catholic none. I'm talking about zero times. It's our job to be able to say, hey, here's her number, Sam. If you want to call her, she's a fine young lady. She's a hard-working young lady. She's a godly young lady. And let me tell you, old Sam, he took it from there. How many times, Sam, did I ever have to call you up? Hey, have you called up April? None. You know why? Because that's not normal, friend, for somebody to have to push you and prod you for your boyfriend or your girlfriend. That's not normal. You know what that is, don't you? That's the same tactics over in Proverbs 6 that harlot did by seducing somebody the direction she wanted them to go. I got to tell you something. Is that I never will forget whenever I was dating my wife. And I remember telling her, we'd be on the phone. Our problem wasn't a matter that somebody had to remind me to call her. I wanted to be with her night and day. I wanted to talk with her. She wanted to talk with me. Sometimes the parents would make us get off the phone. That's before we had the cell phones and all that crap, you know, the junk that ought to be. I had a party line, and here's what it done there. I had a long and two shorts. Brrr, brrr, brrr. And then it'd just do that over until you answered it. That's the way we knew that it was our number. And I never will forget, and I was on it, and of course, you know, when you're talking to somebody, then you'll hear somebody click in, listen. They'll listen to your conversation with you. You can hear him breathing sometime. There was a gossiping woman. She's dead. She's gone now. And anyhow, we'll just call her Mary since that's what her name was. And anyhow, one time I was listening in on somebody's conversation. And they said, somebody keeps on picking up and letting down. I said, yeah, it's probably Mary. She said, Dennis, I can't believe you'd say that about me. I said, well, there you are. Anyhow, here's the conversation. I probably told you in days gone by, but I wanted to hear it again, so here it is. This old boy's name was Carl. Now, you talk about cornbread fed and backwood country boy. I mean, he is long, lanky, and I'm talking about he talks slow and easy. Come from good people. He's talking to his girlfriend, and he said, are you mad? Yeah. She said, yeah. He said, are you mad at what I said? She said, yeah. He waited a few minutes and said, what I say? I mean, it was a hoot now, friend. I just wanted to say all that to be able to say this. yeah, you get things right and you get folks out there, buddy, in this world that we're living in. You ain't got to have somebody pumping, pimping, prodding, and trying to shove you a direction that you don't want to. Listen, do you realize that, oh, there's a whole bunch of people in this world that probably wanted to go after some of you good-looking guys out there? But look who you ended up with. You got Miss Wright. Now, there was your chance, fellas. You could have shouted, nearly run the aisles. But what'd you do? Yeah. I said, all I'd say this, dear friend, make no mistake about it. When God comes knocking on your heart's door, He knows exactly where you've been, exactly what you need, and He's the only one that can supply that for you. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time here tonight and all that business there, but I want to tell you what I do know is that in the Bible, you're going to find that you can go to church with Christians all your life and drop off into hell at the end of the road. What a sad commentary that'll be on you. Not only that, but you're going to find out, and by the way, whenever I tell you girls and I tell you boys about some normal things with boys and girls, that's not an absolute. I mean, there's some people that I guarantee you right now that can live contented and never get married whatsoever. And I'd rather have an old maid, a daughter, than I had to have some son-in-laws that I've met up and down the road of life. And just because a young man don't want to get married don't make him funny. Now, if he's kissing another young man, it's going to be more than a question. It's not anything wrong with a young lady growing up, living for God, serving the Lord, and not ever getting married. Nothing wrong with that. I want to say to you that when you begin to look into this Bible is that you better make sure that you are ready to meet the Lord when He shall come again. Over there in the book, and we'll not turn there, but over there, do you realize at all that in the book, where was it, in 1 Timothy? I think it's 1 Timothy. That in the house of God, there's vessels of honor and there's vessels of dishonor. Right there in the same church. Isn't that amazing how that vessels of honor don't rub off on those that are dishonorable? It's not. I got to say to you that when you begin to look into it, that the Bible said that when the sower went forth, the